It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Ryan Connolly. Hey, Ryan.
How's it going, Cal?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Been a long time.
It has been a long time. I saw the name Ryan Connolly, and I'm going, I've heard that guy's name before. It's been a long time.
We've done some business together, yeah, 5 or 6 years at least.
With a band called the Mudslingers, of course. That was, 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Back in 2016, I believe.
Yep, you bet. Now you're solo. You got a new project out called Doors. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how is everything going for you?
Everything's good, other than, I mean, the world being in a mess. Yep. But I'm good. Yep. I'm healthy. And, just really looking forward to trying to get this music out there and exploring the whole music world again.
Trying to push a single out during COVID is interesting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So we just did a single called Riding This Town as our first solo single. Very rocky, very edgy song with a little country influence. And it was difficult, but you know what? People responded to it. I mean, I think that with social media and with everybody being at home, there's a little bit more, there's more people listening. I think there's not as many people moving around from day to day. Mm-hmm. So I think there is a way to reach people. It's just a matter of doing so with social media and different outlets.
And so that brings us to the current single of yours called Doors. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so Doors is just, I went through a really hard time, which is part of the reason why the Mudslingers aren't in existence anymore. We got divorced around 2015, 2016, and that whole kind of time frame, everything kind of, the wheels came off the project. My brother moved back to Montreal. My cousin got married and, started having kids and stuff like that. So, I think it was just like a full-on restart for me. And I needed a song that was uplifting and made me feel good and made me feel like, everything was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And, I wrote Doors, and I think that it's just a very relatable song. It's, when things happen, when things fall apart, you got to stay up on your feet. You got to have your head up and just try to find a way to get through it and lean on the people that are going to support you. And when one door closes, another one opens, and that's really what this EP and this song is all about.
And I think during this time, a lot of people need to hear a song like this.
I do. I think that it's a good time to release a song. I think we're all at a point where we're sick of dealing with this pandemic, and a lot of I think we all feel like we don't really know what's going on at this point. I think that we've been told so many different things, and we've shut down after shut down after shut down, and things get worse and things get worse. So I think it's just a message of hope that if we stick together and you keep your head up, things will get better. And things, things will look up, mm-hmm. and we will be back to where we need to be, mm-hmm. hopefully.
You bet. Where did you record it?
Recorded it in the Toronto area, mm-hmm. a little place called Cobourg, and recorded it at Newcomb Studios with my producer, Rob Laidlaw. Mm-hmm. So Adam Newcomb, he's from Nashville. He moved back home. And he's got a little studio set up there, beautiful little studio. And we did the whole EP down there. So, yeah.
Nice. So, I mean, as you said, things are shutting down all over the country. It seems to be up for a little bit, and then back down again. And it can be frustrating for a musician to want to play live. I'm thinking you're in that boat. There's a little bit of a little bit of frustration there.
You nailed the nail right on the head. Yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's like you try to get your wheels spinning, you get that first solo out or the single out there, and it does well at radio, and you can't support it with live music, which is, I do this, I love writing and I love music for a lot of different reasons, but at the end of the day, I love performing, I love being on stage, I love sharing my music and the experience on stage with the people that are going to listen. Mm-hmm. And it's just not available right now, and it kills us all. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah, I feel for you guys, man. You're out there trying to make a living, right? And doing what you want to do, and just the circumstances just don't allow you to do it.
Yeah, it's like writing a book, but you got to keep the book shut.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough. It's definitely tough because, you know, not just myself, but all the musicians out there, whether it's country or rock or pop, we've all put, you know, our whole lives into this, or, and money and time. At the end of the day, you just want to be able to share it with people. And right now, that's just not the case, and it's tough.
Ryan, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
It's D. Ryan Connolly, which is on Instagram or Facebook or whatever you're going to. It's always D. Ryan Connolly.
Okay. Awesome, buddy. Well, thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you. And and hopefully we'll talk not 5 or 6 years from now, but sooner than that.
No, hopefully we talk soon, Cal. I really appreciate you having me on, and I hope things are shaping up in Saskatchewan.
Ryan Connolly on the Coast to Coast Close Up.